Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House is defending President Biden's full and unconditional pardon of his son Hunter. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Facing a barrage of reporters' questions about the president's broken promise, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Mr. Biden wrestled with the decision to pardon his son. She said the president believes in telling the American people the truth, and he concluded that even though he has confidence in the justice system, he also believes his son's case was politicized. On several occasions, the president had said no one is above the law and that he had ruled out a pardon for his son. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it's time for Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday was created to encourage people to give back and donate to charity after all the days of consumerism that come before it. Philanthropist Gene Shafiroff says giving is far greater a reward than receiving.
The idea of also giving to underserved communities, to animal welfare groups, to people that really need some money helps people.
Bill Sullivan with the Samuel Waxman Cancer Research Foundation says besides taking donations, they're also doing an auction for Giving Tuesday.
I would say, you know, between 5 and 8% of their income comes from Giving Tuesday.
Julie Walker, New York.
Some storm-weary residents of the Great Lakes region saw additional snow and faced the prospect of even more accumulations this week. Lake effect snow continued to fall on parts of western New York that were already blanketed with a foot or more over the past 4 days. Lake effect snow warnings were in effect through Tuesday night in parts of Ohio, New York, and Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 128 points. This is SRN News. Hanukkah comes late this year. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
The holiday begins on Christmas night and runs through January 2nd. It's tied to the Jewish calendar and so moves around year to year. Jews around the world are hoping that hostilities between Israel and her terrorist neighbors will be concluded soon, as they have been casting a pall over each holiday since the Hamas attack of October 2023. Hanukkah celebrates the recapture of the temple in Jerusalem from the Greeks in 164 B.C. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany is famous for its Christmas markets that date back to the Middle Ages, but it seems the LGBT agenda has come for them as well. In Berlin, there's now a gay Christmas market that offers rainbow pierogi and entertainment by drag queens. There's also another Christmas market that specializes in pornography. Berlin features the largest LGBT community in Germany. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Technology stocks pulled Wall Street to another record amid mixed trading. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% after closing November at an all-time high. The Dow fell 0.3%, and the NASDAQ composite gained 1%. Super Microcomputer, a stock that's been on an AI-driven roller coaster, soared after saying an investigation found no evidence of misconduct by its management or the company's board. Retailers were mixed coming off Black Friday and heading into what's expected to be the best Cyber Monday on record. The Dow was down 128 points to finish at 44,782. The NASDAQ gained 185 to 19,403. The S&P 500 added 14 points to 6047. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.